Far from the life-sustaining light of the sun, the deep-sea floor appears barren and desolate. Its appearance, however, belies a thriving bacterial ecosystem that may contain as much as 45% of the world's biomass of microbes. This ecosystem is fueled by what is known as marine snow, a steady shower of small, nutrient-rich particles that fall like manna from the ocean layers near the surface where photosynthesis takes place. Not all of the snow is digestible, though, and the indigestible parts build up, layer upon layer, burying as they do so the bugs in the layer below. To look at how well these bacteria survive entombment, a group of researchers led by Murono Yuki of the Japan Agency for Marine Earth Science and Technology and Stephen De Hont of the University of Rhode Island studied samples collected in 2010 by the Integrated Ocean Drilling Program, a decade-long international expedition of which they were part. Their results, just published in Nature Communications, are extraordinary. They seem to have brought back to life bacteria that have been dormant for over 100 million years. For many microbes, burial is an immediate death sentence. Some, however, are able to enter a state of dormancy, slowing their metabolisms down almost, but not quite, to zero. They can remain in this state for considerable periods, but precisely how long has been a subject of debate. The samples Dr. Murono and Dr. De Hont chose for examination came from a place in the Pacific Ocean, where the seabed is nearly 6,000 meters below the surface. That made drilling a challenge. But the expedition was able to recover sediment cores stretching all the way down to the underlying rock, a thickness of 100 meters in some cases. The oldest material in these cores dated back 101.5 million years to the middle of the Cretaceous period, the heyday on land of the dinosaurs. Examination of the sediments showed that even the oldest still contained a few bacteria. The question was, were these organisms dead or alive? To find out, the researchers incubated the samples, slowly feeding them compounds rich in carbon and nitrogen in order to coax any still living microbes out of their dormancy.